the gospel this morning speaks about, to me, opportunity. There were some people who were fortunate enough to be employed and to earn and to live. Others were not able to. But when they found opportunity from this landowner, they worked, and it was in the heart of the landowner to pay them the same. What do we learn from that? That is how God treats us. Whether we started 40, 50 years ago, or whether we started 1 week, what is most important is that we have started. The epistle today speaks about Paul tells, if we run a race is, we are called to action. The race is important when we act, we prepare, and we do our best. One will win the prize. So the same way we as Christians, we are in a race today. By coming here Sunday after Sunday, we are heading to the mark, which is Christ. Unfortunately, others have given up. Others have not seen the prize. Others, the prize doesn't make sense to them. What do we do? We who are in the race should tell others. To get to the prize, it means work, hard work. To get to the prize, it's an opportunity that God gives us. Life, strength. If we have strength, if we have life, why should we not act? We live in a very selfish world, or as the prayer book calls it, a wicked world. And what Satan wants to see is that we sit with him. What does the prayer book say? We are here to fight the world, the flesh, and the devil. It's a fight. So today I want to thank you who come Sunday after Sunday to join in this race, to join in this fight, because there's a prize for us. Never give up. Never give up. Stay the course. That is my message. Make use of the opportunity. God has blessed us over these 12 years. We have challenges. We have lost good people. There are few of us, but nonetheless, we don't give up. We continue. May God continue to grant us the Holy Spirit to fight on, to walk on, to run on, so that when life is over, he will say about each and every one of us, well done, thou good and faithful servant.